Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Virtual Reality Church.
Welcome to our virtual church.
Is there some type of way for a virtual congregation?
You're not a congregation if you don't congregate.
When you combine this access with the loss of the local, I become my own confession, and I go around the world wide web listening for echoes that say back to me what I've already decided to believe.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I want to say grace to you, all of you who are at the Shepherd's Conference. For me, it's the highlight of the year. So you have to know my disappointment in coming to you through video.
This is Wretched Radio. That, of course, is the all-familiar voice of one Dr. John MacArthur, who is out of the hospital. He's sitting in his study at home, delivering a video to last week's Shepherd's Conference because he was not able to attend his own pastor's conference for the first time in 4 decades, hard to imagine. There was a dry eye in the house. Dr. John MacArthur's ministry, I think by almost any measurement, has been perhaps the most substantial ministry in the last 100 years, certainly in America. It's hard to imagine somebody who has done more. The seminary, Masters University, which we love, Masters Academy International, which we love all of those things. Grace to you, Grace Community Church, the commentaries. We look at his life and rightly we see God's work, not John MacArthur's work, God's work through a man named John MacArthur that he chose to do a lot of stuff. But I believe there is a question that we do well to consider as we hear these words from Dr. John MacArthur and we consider the unbelievable output of one guy. Here's the question for you. Who's going to get more rewards? Dr. John MacArthur or you? You most likely, I think, responded just reflexively, said, well, he is. Didn't you just hear the resume, all the stuff that he's done? He's done more than I have. Not so fast. Are you sure that is the standard by which God judges and dispenses rewards? We need to remember how God goes about the business of giving rewards to his faithful servants. Because if we don't, I think we will have fallen into really a dualistic trap. Oh, it's the amount. That's what counts. How many things you've done. Not according to the Bible. 1 Corinthians 3 and 4 talks about the works that we do on this earth. They'll either be burned up on our passage into heaven or they'll be brought in. So the question is, well, what's the standard? Well, the text tells us that there are two metrics which God uses. Number one, accuracy. Did you do things rightly? Did you do things biblically? Now, please note, I'm not talking about ministry because if you think I'm just talking to pastors compared to, say, John MacArthur, I'm not. I'm talking about parishioner, pastor. I'm talking about all of us. Did you do what God has assigned you to do rightly, biblically? That's going to be a standard. The other standard is going to be motivation. Why did you do what you do? What caused you to be patient with your kids when you were raising them, to not complain when money was tight, to go to the job that you just weren't nuts about? Don't be dualistic. Those things count in God's economy. You don't have to be a pastor of a church in order for God to take a look at your works and consider them to be, air quotes, religious. That is dualism in its worst form. That we think that only pastoral ministry, well, otherwise I'm just doing stuff. I'm just coaching soccer. I just go teach at school. Hold it, not so fast. That is simply not the way that God does it. He looks at your life and he looks at your accuracy. He looks at your faithfulness. He looks at your motivation. And that is the standard by which you will be judged. And that means your rewards could actually exceed John MacArthur's. Now, the point is not to call into question the motivation of John MacArthur. Clearly, that's not what I'm after here. The point, however, is that we mustn't be deceived when it comes to doing stuff for the Lord. John MacArthur accomplished a ton of things, but so have you. The church is going to recognize and identify his works when we finally say goodbye for the last time to John MacArthur. But don't be deceived. You're working for the Lord too. And you can be rewarded too. And you can receive crowns too. And it's not just religious service. It's faithfulness. It's accuracy. It's your motivation. Why am I doing this? Why am I changing this diaper without being sour about it? That is God's economy. And that should encourage all of us. We should take a look at the really staggering accomplishments of John MacArthur. And I know that he would affirm this. If we think that it was John accomplishing all of those things, he would slap our wrists and tell us not a chance, that it was God working through him. John MacArthur presenting a video to the Shepherds Conference last week. And it's kind of a sad day, isn't it? It's going to be strange when he finally finishes what he's going to describe as his last lap.
It really came down to being the only option because I haven't had such a speedy recovery as I hoped to have. I feel great. I just lost a lot of strength by being 7 weeks in the hospital.
But I'm glad he feels great. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video, which is out on the internet, I suspect it's had over 1 million views by now. Immediately I saw it at 500,000. His color is good. He actually looks like John MacArthur. It's just the hospital kind of drained it out of him. Is that the way that's supposed to work?
I mean, it's the hospital that can kill you. You can survive the illness. If you can survive the hospital, then you've won on every level. It took a toll on me physically, so I'm seeing physical therapists and trainers and trying to get back as soon as possible.
He's just not going to quit. He's just not. He might be on his last lap, but he's still on the track and he's determined to go home strong. Perhaps that's something else that we might take to heart as we hear the words of John MacArthur. Are we on the track at all? Are we running the race? Are we trying to get to the finish line and do what the Puritans would call die well? That you get there and it's like, all right, you don't end your life with a sigh. It's a homegoing and you are thrilled to be taking your next breath in heaven. It's dying well. That is an art we don't consider very much these days. And John MacArthur, quite honestly, he's modeling it.
The message on my heart, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity to give it to you. So we printed it up in a booklet. The good news is you don't have to listen to me.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to take notes.
Yeah, right.
Because you're going to get the sermon in a booklet form. I just know how much I miss being at Shepherd's Conference. I love the fellowship.
Yep.
I love the preaching.
Yep.
I especially love the singing.
Yep.
Every aspect of it.
If I can imagine what singing would be like in heaven, Shepherd's Conference. You've got 3,500 men in a room coming very close to yelling. They're so enthusiastic about singing praises.
And the camaraderie and fellowship and meeting.
All great.
is always a highlight.
Yep.
So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness and being a part of Shepherd's Conference. I'll be praying for you and asking the Lord to bless in an unusual way and sharpen all of us for whatever the Lord has for us in the future. I realize I'm on the last lap. That takes on a new meaning when you know you're on the short end of the candle.
Mm-hmm.
But I am all thanks and praise to God for everything He's allowed me to be a part of and everything He's accomplished by His word.
There it is. It's not John MacArthur's resume. He was the instrument, a faithful instrument. God is the source of all of that good work.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Deep sigh, heavy heart perhaps, and yet filled with gratitude for God's faithfulness, working through that man, accomplishing so much through that man, and giving us a model of what it looks like. Shouldn't be surprised. To die well. This is Wretched Radio.
Marriage, parenting, mental health, cultural engagement. The challenges facing today's Christians aren't getting any simpler. But at Fortis Institute, we believe God's Word provides the clarity you need. That's why we brought together some of Christianity's most trusted voices under one roof. This isn't just another ministry. It's your daily source for biblical strength and wisdom. All at FortisInstitute.org. Fortis Institute, because standing firm doesn't mean standing alone.
We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds, this is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. Will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. And together, we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. 25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, we're grateful. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. Join us at FortisInstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Someone you love is grieving. You want to help, but what do you say? This Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it's a Fortis Institute webinar with Fortis Institute fellow Tim Challies. Because mourning those who mourn isn't just about showing up. It's about knowing how to bring real biblical comfort in the hardest moments. You can register now at FortisInstitute.org/webinar. That's FortisInstitute.org/webinar. Because at some point, someone in your life will need you.
Books of the Bible.
The Book of Ecclesiastes is a philosophical and poetic reflection on life. The author teaches that no matter what, all men die and face God's judgment. Life, then, is full of vanity and despair. Anything that is pursued for its own sake is meaningless. But if we pursue God above all else, we can enjoy even mundane things as gifts from God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Get out your day timer. We've got some news. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, do you even know what a day timer is? Probably not.
A planner?
That's what it is.
Okay.
You actually write it down. Whether you got a calendar and you zip it closed and you open it up when you need to write down another date. Wow. Have we got some stuff going on? Great news. It's all free. Really excited about a new Fortis Institute webinar. It's Thursday, March 13th. Tim Challies, Comforting Those Who Mourn. You know that Tim lost his son, who, by the way, oh, man. Whew. You want to read something hard? Pretty much anything Tim writes about his boy who died. How many years? Wow, the time just zooms, doesn't it? He would be 25 today if he were still with us and not in heaven. Tim's writing at Challies.com, just profoundly moving. A dad who can't help but still be sad and yet rejoicing that his son is born again and in heaven. He's going to help us to comfort those who mourn. Maybe you need that comfort. Maybe you need to comfort somebody who is mourning a loss. This is a free webinar. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. You can find it on the YouTube machine. You can go to fortisplus.org. And you will learn. He's got several different men that are going to be joining him. Oh boy, get ready. It's going to be a heavy one because these men lost children too. One of them, I believe, was cancer. The other was a drowning accident. Oh, doesn't get much heavier than that, does it? Comforting Those Who Mourn, Thursday, March 13th, 9 p.m. I got to tell you, that's going to be must viewing. Because if you've never had to comfort somebody who's mourning, you will. And this will equip you to do just that. And as long as we're talking about free stuff, Irrefutable Proof of Creation with Jason Lyle. He's going to be in studio March 21 and 22 here in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you'd like to come to that taping, 10 lectures. You can come Friday night, or Saturday morning, or both. Sign up, fortisinstitute.org/creation. We're trying to figure out a way to get more chairs in because, needless to say, it's kind of popular. Did I mention it's free? fortisinstitute.org/Christian. There's more on... Jimmy!
Yes?
This is worse than an infomercial. Okay, G3 National Conference. The subject is faith. That's September 11th through 13th. Okay. Now, this is just a good deal. If you use the code FORTIS, F-O-R-T-I-S, all caps, FORTIS, you get 30% off. That's a pretty good deal right there. F-O-R-T-I-S, when you go to the G3 conference machine, sign up. And Jimmy, I know that there might possibly be somebody that's going to be added to the roster before the conference actually happens.
Ah.
But I can't mention Phil Johnson's name, so that's no promise. It's no guarantee. I'm just saying there's rumors. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. That would be such a delight. You can visit G3 and then use FORTIS for the discount. You're kidding me. There's another thing on this list. I'm dying in here. You can pre-order Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. We're going to be spending some time in that book because I'm telling you, helpful. This is it. Okay, I'm close to it. So I could be... could be... I could be like the meme Jimmy created the other day. The talk show host is never...
Wrong.
But I think this book could really alter the conversation in evangelical circles if enough people read it. That's crucial. How might there be a groundswelling in evangelical churches that say, we're done with secular psychology. We're just done with it. There's a better way. We're going to go back and do it the way that the church has done it for millennia. We're going to let the Bible counsel people. That is who is the chief counselor, the Holy Spirit working through his word. And it is profound what the Lord can do for people through his word, rightly applied. And this book, I think, is going to expose the secular mental health industrial complex. And it's going to cause a lot of people to go, maybe we don't need to go to the professionals. Maybe we don't need psychotropic medication. Maybe, just maybe, this is one of the most joyful thoughts. And I think it was Greg. Do you remember when he was on perhaps a number of months ago? And we were talking about these issues, of course, because that's his lane. And he does the Transform podcast, which is just rocking. All of the podcasts, please go check them out. They're all free at Fortis Plus or wherever you do your podcast business, because they're just sound and they're pastoral and they're not stupid. and they're not kind of the new model. Do you know what the new model of podcast is? I'll do my impression of it. Okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Are we... Okay. So we got the thing going already?
Yeah.
Okay. So, dude, you got a haircut.
I do.
Okay. So anyway, today we're going to be talking about the... what was that we were going to talk about today? Prepare! Do your job! All of these are professional and they just go. So you get fed really fast. And Greg does the Transform podcast. And when he was on with us a couple of months ago, and we were talking about kids with ADHD, maybe they just, that's their personality. What a joyful thought. Okay, I get it. They got the squiggles. I understand that and how it can be a little bit difficult sometimes as a parent. But what if it's just their personality? That's the way God made them. All of a sudden, you don't have this medical, even though it's not, this pseudoscience label slapped on your kid that they've got some sort of disorder. Instead, you've got a personality trait that simply needs to be massaged and worked with in our current cultural context. We were watching a dog show. That's as exciting as it gets in the Friel household. Although we did watch the Eichmann trial. Woof. That was fun. You can go find that, I think, on Amazon Prime, I think. Adolf Eichmann and his trial in 1960. It lasted for like 18, went on for forever. Who, foreigner, would go, he's the one who's cold as ice, right there. He is just an icicle. As they watched even how the Jewish people were treated in World War II, and he just looked like a painting. It was like, whoa, that's scarier than those awful movies they make these days to try to scare you. And I heard a statistic that I did not know about. I think we've all heard 6 million Jews died in World War II courtesy of the extermination efforts of these National Socialist Party. But do you know how many Jews there were in Europe at the time? About 10.5 million. In other words, they passed the halfway mark. They were literally wiping out an entire people group. And this guy played a role in it, and he tried to get away with, well, it was just what I was commanded to do. Well, guess what? If you could escape to Argentina after the war, you could have escaped to Argentina during the war and not done something wicked, even though it was under a command. If just absolutely as evil as can be imagined. But that's not the video that we're talking about. It was a dog video, and this young lady had come back from, not Argentina, but it begins with an A, not Azerbaijan, Afghanistan. That's the place right there. And she said, I've been officially labeled with PTSD. And I went, so there you are. You're slotted. You've got it. And now everything in your life is viewed through that filter and lens. And so she had to have a dog. And look, I'm all for using tools to help. And I know this sounds just dreadful. Every time I say it, I'm like, I just hate this. But nevertheless, it's a truism. When these people that are struggling from a moral wound, from seeing things that they shouldn't, from being under the pressure, terrified to die from a sniper's bullet, and they're struggling and they use a dog to get them through. Oh, okay. Okay. Consider that a blessing from God. But here it comes. God doesn't want a dog to be your support system. He wants to be your support system. He wants to be the one to get you through. And by the way, he does it better than a dog. I'm not dissing dogs. They're a blessing. But they're not our ultimate support. God is. Lies. My therapist told me. You can find it, pre-order it at fortis.org/lies. Are we done with all the infomercials? Zoink scoob. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.